much. And just let me echo the comments of others for a very, very interesting and stimulating discussion. I fear we won't do justice to all the questions, but certainly the people have stimulated, I think, a lot of food for thought. So I was asked specifically about whether civil society organisations had a role to play to get the SDGs back on track. And the answer from the Development Assistance Committee is a resounding yes, absolutely. In July, we passed a recommendation, and it's only the eighth ever in the DAC 60-year history, which commits us to enabling civil society and to supporting civil society in partner countries and working much more closely with them. So please don't be in any doubt about the contribution that DAC members think that ODA can make to a stronger, more robust and more effective civil society. I mean, I do think the quid pro quo is that civil society needs to redouble its efforts to be accountable and transparent and to make sure that it really does deliver better outcomes for poor people in poor countries and protect citizens' rights. But I say that is a resounding yes answer to that question. Secondly, I mean, the question was raised about the need for global systemic reform by a number of people and you know, whether we had any sort of single priorities. I think the first thing to say is, you know, there is no silver bullet or no one thing that can bring about global systemic reform. And somebody mentioned the what happened after the Second World War, and I think what emerged from that was, you know, from the tragedy of that that war, there was a coming together of global leadership and a very strong political will. And I think those two things are needed, but the world is a much more fragmented and segmented place today. So there is a real challenge, I think, for all of us to think about how you generate more political will in this kind of forum. You know, you need to debate the disagreements. I mean, on a purely personal level, if I had two things I would advocate for, you know, in terms of improving human rights in the global system, the first would be to invest far more than we do in conflict prevention. So not simply peacekeeping, but conflict prevention before it happens. And that's because 80% of the world's poorest people will live in fragile and conflict-affected states by the end of the decade. So if we are serious about getting rid of absolute poverty, we need to stop conflicts before they start. And the second is to make sure that there are at least 50% women represented at all levels of the international system, not just the secretaries and the cleaners, but the heads of organization, the heads of divisions, the people making decisions. There is overwhelming evidence to show that when you include women in decision making, in the decisions are better, fairer, more equitable, and indeed are often more enduring. We were asked about social protection. I mean, there is a huge amount of official development assistance invested in social protection. I think, to be honest, it's one of the success stories of development cooperation. There are a number of examples. I mean, like Ethiopia springs to mind, which I'm very familiar with, where, you know, there are actually relatively low-cost social protection systems that were established with the support of official development assistance, but designed in such a way that over time, domestic resource mobilization can take on more and more of the cost, and they are very cost effective. They do not have to cost a fortune if they are well designed, and they are extremely useful good social protection systems, because it means that you, thanks to modern technology, you have databases of the poorest and most vulnerable. And of course, the other missing ingredient is that governments need to make choices and prioritize investment in the very poorest people in their country. Lastly, I think this very good, rather existential question about how this forum can be made more effective. I mean, what I picked up on, I think, was a lot quite a lot of anger and frustration. I think the key is to focus on incremental change and what works, and perhaps to focus the forum's discussions, debates on very much your mandate, which others have spoken to, about how you make sure that human rights are either not in a silo or a kind of afterthought to a lot of the other discussions that are going on, be that financial or development cooperation or anything else. But thank you for the opportunity to participate.